be a sponge, and then bring the juice.
By focusing on your improvement, by focusing on your progress, and eliminating any fixed mindset that you may have and acts of perfectionism, then you encourage your own mastery.
On some level, we do what we want to do 24 hours a day. Now, sometimes it may not seem like that, but if I'm choosing to work instead of sleep, what I'm actually saying is keeping my job is more important than sleeping.
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of getting beat. What can I do to get over this hump? So mentally, that's when I kind of put that forefront, like, hey, it's either all or nothing.
I like to put failure in quotations because I don't believe that failure is true failure if you're looking at it with the right mindset.
The truth is, the journey to greatness is hard. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes focus, and every day you have to decide what you value, what you want to pursue, and what you want to achieve. And if you dig deep enough, if you push hard enough, we all have what it takes to be great.
Welcome to the Edge of Greatness. Hello and welcome back to the Edge of Greatness podcast. I'm your host, Charles Schultz, and I wanted to say today, thank you so much for allowing me a platform and a place to share 150 episodes with you. Last week was 150, and I'm excited. I don't think that there's an end in sight. I'm feeling really good about what I'm doing. I'm feeling really good about what we're putting out. I'm feeling really good about the growth and the consistent feedback I've been getting. But I'm also going to take a short break. I have not taken many since starting this show. But this next month, I have a lot on my plate, and in order to give you guys the best product possible, I'm going to need more time to invest to do that, which is going to happen soon. So for those who are still trying to catch up with what all is going on in my life, I'm moving to a new city to focus entirely on my podcast, my content creation, my writing, my speaking, my coaching, all of those things are going to be at the center of what I'm doing. I'm stepping away from the training life that I was living to spend more time with my kids, which is why I need to take a break in June, because for the first time, I am going to be the dad nanny. I'm going to be home with the kids every day, three kids and me. Wish me luck. I'm sure there will be some challenging moments, but I'm hoping that I get closer with my kids. I'm hoping that I get opportunities to test my patience and to improve as a father and a leader. And over the next month, it's going to be a lot of ups and downs, I'm imagining. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a moment and a time in my life that I will remember forever. But with that in mind, I'm going to stop putting out new episodes because of the time that it takes to get them ready and to share them and to cut them into little clips and to do all that. And instead, what I'm going to do is continue to use my social platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the YouTube channel, and I'm going to put out some of the old content in new ways. So the content's not going to stop. I'm not going to disappear completely off the face of the map, but I am going to take a short breather on putting out new episodes and creating the new stuff here. It makes the most sense that something has to kind of give with the amount of time and the things that I'll be doing with the kids. But starting back in July, my plan is to get back on and go full go into season 6. Episode 151 is ready to go. I've already recorded it, so it should be rocking and rolling by the time we get into July. And then we move that first week, and my hope is I have a few more to kind of like give me some buffer room while we're transitioning into the new house. But the plan is just a month off. The plan is to get back into the flow of things starting in July. But in the meantime, please check out the newsletter. I do plan to continue to write that. That doesn't take a whole lot of my time, and I can do it around the kids' schedule. I don't need somebody else to jump on to help me with that. So that's going to continue to go out. You can find the newsletter at any of my social platforms. There's a link in my link tree for that. The other thing I will be doing is continuing to, like I said, repurpose content and get those out there. I'm still working on building the summit, which the signup page is now live. So I will make sure I put a link to that in here as well as in my link tree. And that is about it right now. It's just a short little catch-up conversation today. Nothing too crazy, nothing too special there. But I did want to give you a heads up before I just vanished when it came to the podcast episode. So hopefully this month away, build some anticipation for the next conversation, which, by the way, is a very good one. I'm excited to put it out there when July rolls around. But ultimately, I don't want to be chasing conversations to get to you for the month of June and trying to find time in between all the other stuff I have going on to put it out there. That's not fair to you, and it's not going to make for good content. So I hope you guys are going to have a great summer, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting about halfway through about the 4th of July or so. In the meantime, guys, keep reaching for the stars. Fall flat on your face. Remember, whenever we fall, always get up.
Thank you for joining us today on the Edge of Greatness podcast. If you haven't yet, please take a minute now to subscribe and review our show. Join us again next week as we continue to dig deeper into the key components of greatness. The path to greatness is never linear, so remember to keep pursuing greatness no matter what. Keep stretching your abilities, reach for the stars, and fall flat on your face. But remember, no matter what happens, whenever we fall, always get up. Until next time, I'm Charles Schultz, and this was the Edge of Greatness podcast.